Around the world, museums have been sites of pro-Palestinian demonstrations, including a recent one where artists draped and spray-painted protest messages onto their own works at the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts in San Francisco. And just across the street, at the Contemporary Jewish Museum, or CJM, there's been another debate after a group called California Jewish Artists for Palestine recently withdrew their work from an upcoming exhibition. KQED's arts and culture editor Nastia Vonovskaya reports.
The group exhibition is called California Jewish Open, and its central theme is connection. There was an open call for submissions, so Bay Area artist Kate Laster decided to enter her print. It reads, "Free Palestine, solidarity is essential."
CJM has done so many interesting shows about social justice as Jews were positioning that foot in the door to talk about Palestine, to act for Palestine in this moment.
Laster is part of a group of 11 Jewish artists who entered these kinds of works with pro-Palestinian messages. She says she expected to be rejected. Turns out the museum's curator did choose Laster's print, along with four other artworks from the same group. That's when things got complicated.
There is an urgency, and these moments that call us and bring us forward with this opportunity, which we didn't quite know what was going to happen.
Once selected, California Jewish Artists for Palestine sent museum leaders a list of demands. They included a call to join the Boycott, Divestment, Sanctions movement, which calls for, among other things, a boycott of Israel until its government ends its occupation of Palestinian territories. Museum leaders declined to join. So in response, the artists pulled their works from the exhibition.
This is about our Jewishness bringing us here to stand up and say this is unacceptable.
In recent years, the museum has gotten funding for special programs from donors like the Consulate General of Israel. Carrie King is the museum's interim director.
These are donors who support the arts and support having a Jewish museum in San Francisco. And because of many donors, we are able to do what we do. We're able to continue to operate and have our doors open.
Another point of contention for the artists has been the text that would have been displayed next to their art, giving information about the pieces. The artists wanted complete control over that text to make strong political statements. Museum leaders said they were open to this, but they disagreed with the artists about what context to add around language like anti-Zionist. The artists then accused them of censorship. Senior curator Heidi Rabin denied that charge.
It's our responsibility as a museum that when people use vocabulary that is not kind of universally understood or defined to mean a single thing, that we give our audiences the best chance possible of what the artist's intention is in using it.
For some artists like Sophia Sobko, these debates about terminology just distract from the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. She's also part of California Jewish Artists for Palestine.
Often it is used to get attention away from the ongoing structural violence that Israel is waging against Palestinians.
Museum curators plan to leave a wall blank to symbolize these artists' missing perspectives in June when the exhibition opens. For their part, the California Jewish Artists for Palestine say they're in the early stages of organizing their own show. I'm Nastia Vinovskaya, KQED News.